The following is a presentation of Project Independence and WCWP. Project Independence is the Aging in Place Initiative of the Town of North Hempstead. We provide programs and services designed to assist and support the older town residents who wish to remain in their homes as they age. If we don't currently provide a service, we will try and connect you to that service. Call 311 or 869-6311 to get more information or receive services.
Welcome to Project Independence and You.
Welcome to Senior Talk Radio here on 88.1 FM and WCWP.org. This is Project Independence and You. I'm your host, John Ryan, and my co-host today is Marlene Levy. Okay, how are you, dear?
I am fine.
It's always a pleasure. And actually, we're going to go right into our first guest, who is Caroline Sorokoff. And Caroline is the Associate Director at the Gold Coast Great Neck Arts Center. And this is Gold Coast International Film Festival time. And every year, it's a phenomenal event. And so, Caroline, how are you, dear?
Yes, I am.
What's going on at the Art Center? I believe Laura Curran's coming over there today.
Yes, she is. We have our press conference for our Gold Coast International Film Festival this morning. And Laura Curran will be here, Nassau County Legislator Ellen Birnbaum, and Delia DeRiggi-Witten, and several of the Town of North Hempstead Council people, Peter Zuckerman and Veronica Lurvy, and Wayne Winkle will be here, as well as many of our sponsors and representatives from the Nassau County IDA. So it'll be a really great, great morning where we get to share with everyone what this festival is going to bring and all the great things that the Art Center and the Film Festival have been doing.
A multitude of things, because what has happened, you know, in the Art Center, from my perspective, from when it's, I don't even know when it began, but I know it goes back many, many years. Now its reach is just, you're into Manhattan. I mean, people come out from Manhattan for the Film Festival.
And first of all, so the Art Center, it's very exciting. We're going to be celebrating our 25th anniversary in a few months,
Okay. Which
is pretty amazing. And it's really a tremendous accomplishment for a nonprofit Art Center to have survived and thrived and grown the way we have over the past 25 years. And for the film festival, this is the ninth year of our film festival. We've been showing great films as part of a year-round film screening series for the past 25 years, but the film festival is celebrating its ninth anniversary this year. And, you know, I know it can sound cliche to say it's bigger than better than ever, but really it is. We have some really great things planned, very high profile films and events and a lot of free things. And we reach more and more people every year, and we're thrilled to be able to, you know, be a part of bringing great culture to Long Island.
Okay.
Absolutely. Hi, Caroline. I'm Dr. Levy, and I have been going to the Gold Coast for the last 9 years. The arts, the whole glamorous, wonderful film festival that you present, and I'm going this year, of course. I looked at the lists of the films, which are phenomenal this year, your foreign films and your contemporary films and your question and answer time with the directors and the actors. I think this is one of the most fulfilling, exciting events that we do have on Long Island. And thank you. I think it's the 3rd to the 10th. Third to the 13th. Am I correct? Something like that, November 3rd to the 13th?
Yeah, it's actually the 4th to the 13th. But yes, you're very close. It's November.
Wonderful. And thank you very, very much. We've met many a time, but you'd recognize me, I'd recognize you, and I want to thank you because I run a movie group. I've been running a movie group for 10 years, and we post all your movies for our movie group. I used to have 350 members. Now I cut it down, and it's just we've seen about 780 movies already. But when you come out each year and you present what you present, and many of them are Oscar winners, the next couple of months, and we get to preview them, actually. And thank you. Thank you for the hard work and efforts that went into this.
Well, thank you very much. You know, it's very rewarding to be able to bring this type of content to Long Island. We really take great care to present programs that we think will appeal to a very wide range of people, whether they're residents or people who work, you know, people who live and work in Long Island, Queens, the five boroughs, et cetera. And you know, sometimes we get people who say like, oh, you know, it's just a North Shore thing. But quite honestly, we get people from almost 200 different zip codes coming to the film festival. We get thousands of people every year coming. And that is despite, you know, the notorious Long Island traffic. People are coming because they know that they can't get these kind of experiences anywhere else. I mean, often people, you know, I have teenage kids. And so sometimes it's very easy to think like, well, why are you doing something like this when everyone can pretty much get anything on their phone or on their computer or tablet? But the reality is there is nothing like sitting in a movie theater with 200 other people and smiling, laughing, crying, thinking, questioning, being moved to action, all these different emotions that you experiencing them and feeling them with other people is something that you cannot get in your home. You cannot get the behind the scenes anecdotes from the filmmakers in your home. You cannot see most of the films actually that we screen in your home. But it's just the whole experience of, you know, being with other people and having this shared experience that is really unique to our area. And so we're thrilled to be a part of it. And this year, like the past years, we have great foreign films from over 20 different countries. We have films starring Hollywood legends, Sir Anthony Hopkins and Jonathan Pryce and Billy Crystal and Scarlett Johansson and Alfre Woodard, Adam Driver, Fran Drescher is in a movie that we're screening this year, as well as the best up-and-coming new artists and really established foreign directors and filmmakers. So it's a really great week. We hope everyone will check out the things that we are offering. We try to keep everything extremely affordable. Tickets are $15 at the top level. We have many free events, particularly for families to bring young kids to. And it's really a really great week and celebration of our region and celebration of the arts.
Is there a website so that listeners could turn around and just go in and plan? You know, you're going to have so many shows at different times. It's nice for people to turn around and say, okay, Wednesday afternoon I'm available, or Friday evening or whatever.
So the website, that it's really easy to remember. It's goldcoastfilmfestival.org. So www.goldcoastfilmfestival.org. We also have these beautiful program guides that we print out that should be in every local library. They're inserted in the blank slate and the Anton papers. They're really wonderful to us, and they allow us to insert our program guide. So if you're a subscriber to one of those papers, you should get one in your mailbox if you haven't already. If you go to local diners or pizza places, you'll see we have beautifully colored placemats that list a lot of our movies. So we really try to get the information out there to as many people as possible. Of course, like I said, you can go onto our website, which is goldcoastfilmfestival.org, or call us. The number is 516-829-2570, and we're happy to answer any questions you might have. And I will tell you, first of all, if you want to do something different, if you've never been to us before, or if you've been to us before and you're excited about the festival, I definitely encourage people to order their tickets now, because we already have several films that are very close to selling out, and we're over 2.5 weeks away from some of our films. So definitely go online, call us, order your tickets, and ask us any questions you have. We get people who buy tickets to one film, and then we get people, I'm not exaggerating by this, we have lots and lots of people who buy tickets to 7, 8, 9 films mm-hmm. throughout the week. Right. It's wonderful mm-hmm. to see that. In the first year of the festival, you had a few people who came to 2 movies, 3 movies. Now we're seeing people call the minute our tickets go on sale, and they say they're buying 20 tickets, you know, for them and their spouse or them and their friend. Or they say, I'm buying 2 tickets to all these movies. I'm not sure who I'm bringing, but I want to make sure that I can go. And it's really wonderful, because you see that this is something that is wanted and needed in our region. And and we're glad that people are able to come and take advantage.
Yeah, over the years, I've gone to a few of them, but I can see why people do that, because at this time of year, you make it an event. And you pick three, so you take two Saturdays, whatever the numbers are, it makes no difference.
Yep.
You make a plan, you hit, you know, you read a little synopsis of what you think the movie's about. Some you will like, and some you'll say, it's not my genre, if that's the right word,
right.
So I have no interest in that
right.
one.
And you know what? We have people who come, they'll come to multiple films, and obviously some films there are going to be the greatest film they ever saw, but some films they're going to go, that was good. You know, I really enjoyed it. It wasn't as good as the one yesterday or whatever it might be, but I love that I saw it. I love that I had the opportunity to see something different. I love that I got to hear from the cast about what it was like making this movie. That made this so much more interesting. And to be able to do that for $15, I mean, we have a movie, for example, called Lucky Grandma this year. So
that's
this is a movie.
What'd
you say?
I said, that's my wife.
So Lucky Grandma is playing on Saturday night, November 9th at 8 o'clock at Soundview Cinemas. This is a film that was a hit at the Tribeca Film Festival. They had ad screenings of it. It is a dark comedy that's set in Chinatown. So it's not in all in English. It does have some subtitles, but it's set in Chinatown, and it's about this chain-smoking Chinese grandmother who somehow comically ends up on the wrong side of luck, involved with the mob. I mean, it's a really funny, interesting, different film. And three members of the cast are coming to talk after that movie. I mean, where are you going to see that movie, first of all? And where are you going to get to meet the people who are actually making the film? It's going to be a really, and it's the Long Island premiere of this film, of course, and it's just going to be a really fun night. You know, and then we have a film, you know, I'm just going to highlight some things that are such a wide range, you know, appeal to a wide range of people. We have a film called The Dog Doc, which is a documentary that is about this incredible maverick veterinarian from Westchester who is a holistic doctor. And he's the doctor that people from all over bring their pets to, or, you know, kind of at their last, he's their last hope, dogs who have, and other pets who have diseases and such. And he has miraculously extended the lives and saved, you know, hundreds, if not thousands of pets. And we have that film that's showing. It's sad and inspiring all at once. And the director of that film is going to be here. And she followed the doctor for months and months. And to hear what it was like to not only see this film, but then to hear what it was like to be in the presence of these wonderful doctors and nurses is a really unique experience. That's a great film that's playing on Saturday, November 9th also, but in the afternoon at 1 o'clock. For Beatles fans, we have our Deconstructing Abbey Road, which is if you love music and you love the Beatles, that is a real behind the scenes look into the making of that album, one of the greatest albums of all time, at least in my opinion. And in addition to those, we have these four spotlight films, which are...
I'm just going to interrupt. When's the Abbey Road one?
Oh, the Abbey Road one, that is Friday, November 8th in Great Neck at 7:30. And we're going to have a live Skype Q&A with the most foremost Beatles expert there is these days. His name is Scott Fryman. And so that'll be really great. So you get to ask questions of Mr. Fryman, who's put together this great film. And so, yeah, that's Friday night. And we have some other really fantastic films. I mean, you know, because I'm on here every year, I could talk about every single one of the films.
Actually, Caroline, hold on. We're going to take a break, and you're going to come back with more information. You're listening to Senior Talk Radio on 88.1 FM and WCWP.org.